Okay, sir. Oh, my goodness. I'm almost done setting up all your furniture. I got every little bit is out here. Every little bit's out here set up now for you, sir.
You set up the bit? But I see no pieces.
Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the fully improvised podcast. I'm your host, Alex Seeley. We're going to be getting some suggestions throughout the show from various sources and then telling some stories that come to mind and then doing some awesome improv with those suggestions. I've got some okay improvisers, I guess, in the house. They're pretty good. You guys haven't heard from him before. Obviously, my name's Alex.
I'm just mediocre Berkeley.
They call me eh.
We've got...
True.
Mediocre Berkeley and eh. So, mediocre Berkeley and eh. What do you guys have going on in your life right now? What music specifically are you guys listening to? Wait, hang on. What music are you listening to this week?
I started listening to one of Pink Floyd's other albums,
Pink
Animals.
Floyd! Every week, Sumner. I'm just a Pink Floyd.
It's really good.
I know Pink Floyd is good.
Let me input something that's actually important to culture and society right now. I have been listening to the Jonas Brothers.
Come on.
Nonstop, because hello, they're all back together.
Sumner,
And
sorry.
I honestly, that's all I had to say.
Great. I'm gonna ask you a question.
Right.
You're seriously telling me on one side there's Pink Floyd. Barely anyone knows him. What? Rock? Indie? Rap? Hip-hop? No one knows, dude. And then on the other hand, Jonas Brothers.
How can I compete with that?
Iconic psychedelic rock group, the Jonas Brothers. How can you listen to Pink Floyd, basically a no-name band, over Jonas Brothers?
I just want to apologize. Honestly. The podcast listeners are like, who's this Pink Floyd? Why is he bringing... What does he think? He's, like, some sort of, like, music guru?
You
know?
Tell you.
He's bringing up all these indie bands? Come on. Who's this guy? Eh?
Where's nostalgia with Pink Floyd? Jonas Brothers is all about the nostalgia.
Hey, save it for the debate, sis.
Oh, yeah. Debate dungeon's coming up. You guys better save the hostility for then.
Liberal.
Mommy, I want to buy this album.
Well, son.
Mommy.
Well, son. Identity crisis.
Mommy, you've always had a little voice. You don't have to freak out every time you open your mouth, Mommy.
This is why I can't keep a man, son. Have you done enough chores? Let me get the chore chart out.
Why did you take me all the way to the record store just to... finally make sure that I'm doing enough chores to buy this record.
Hey, kid.
Mom, give me one second. Yes, old man?
I hear you won't buy some music. How about you, you slip this old record into that grocery cart of yours.
He slides a very dusty old record with strange font that he can't read. What is this, old man? What's your name, first of all?
The name is the game, my friend. And that's what it says right there.
Oh my gosh.
The name is the game. The name is the game.
Son, you can't be taking mixtapes from strange old men in the record store.
Hey.
Let's just stick to the, you know, the popular stuff like Jonas Brothers.
Hey, kid, what's your name?
My name is Pink Floyd.
Hey, old Pinky, let me tell you something. You listen to that record, and you will go places.
The old man starts spinning on his feet like a record does, and the speed increases, and then he just disappears in a puff of dust. Mom, did you see that as well?
I saw that, Floyd. What was that all about?
I don't know, but can we buy this record, please? I promise I've done enough chores. I swept the floors. I did the dishes. I even took out the dog with no legs.
Oh, son, how could I say no to that? Yeah, let's go. Let's go to checkout.
We cut to back home when he puts the record on for the first time. All right, I've got the this record player. I've got this record. My mom's nowhere to be found. Here we go. He takes the record off of the player immediately. I don't know if that scared me. I think it's the old man grunting. Oh my!
Grab me. I'm under the bed. I need you to pull me out.
Oh my gosh. Old man from the record store. Was that you in this record? I'm not pulling you out of the bed until you give me some answers. He kneels down, looking under his bed.
Hey, peekaboo.
You're scary, old man.
Is it, have you done your chores? Let's start filling out that chore chart. You making your bed in there?
Hey. Stop. Hey, stop knocking. I'll be out in just a moment.
Kid.
Yes, old man.
You put that record on reverse. You see what happens to your room.
We can see the room is very messy. Okay, you got it, old man. I'm just going to leave you under there for a second while I get this on.
All right, good. The room is magically clean. Instantly. Hey, what'd I tell ya?
Whoa, son! I'm giving you 10 stickers. 10 whole stickers for this very clean room. You did a great job. I need to stop smoking cigarettes. My voice is very, very deep.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
Your mom, she... Take it from me. The cigarettes, they the way to go. You put the record on and you speed it up a little bit. See what pops into your mouth.
Okay. A whole pack of cigarettes?
That wasn't bad. That was a good start.
Next up is a game called Debate Dungeon. Both of you will be assigned a topic. One of you will take up the position of the affirmative, and the other will take the position of the negative. No matter how strange the topic or how little you know of the subject, you must convince the room of your position. You'll each have an introductory statement and then engage in some debate. I just realized I've been saying before every debate dungeon that I will vote on who's the winner.
I've never done that.
So I'm just going to, for those of you listening, if you picked up on it, good for you. If you
That's only on our Patreon. If you go to our Patreon.
Yeah, go to our Patreon page at .com. All right, so Berkeley, you will be arguing in the affirmative. Sumner, you will be arguing in the negative, as right. always.
You know, you always say that, but sometimes you switch it. You're in the affirmative as always.
Because in the first, I remember I was listening back the very first
one
episode.
It was switched.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's been the same.
Oh yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, that's right.
as always.
Alex listens to these when he goes to sleep. He knows.
That's not a bit.
Every single night.
Not every single night.
every single night.
But if I'm having trouble sleeping, I'll throw on a Bits and Pieces.
Are you serious?
I will fall asleep to our voices.
You sleep to my voice.
He sleeps to our
voice.
That's
awesome.
All right, everyone stop making fun of me. Your topic is this.
This.
The government should fund and organize an annual avalanche of flan from the steps of the White House to the Washington Monument.
But wait, what's flan?
Flan is a dessert that has its origins in Europe. It's basically kind of like a gel-like cake, kind of like in the middle of... If cheesecake had a baby with Jell-O, it would be flan. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So an avalanche from
the steps of the White
annually,
House.
Annually, they will form some sort of mountain and then make an avalanche so that flan reaches from the steps of the White House to the Washington Monument.
Got you.
Berkeley, you have an opening statement. Go ahead.
Okay, so America is divided in so many ways. So what do we need to do to fix that? Well, we need to have community and we need to have culture. So one thing that is an issue in America is that we tend to stay within our own culture. But if we start bringing in aspects of other cultures, like say for instance, the baby flan of desserts from Europe, then we will be able to start to merge together everyone and we can be unified in community. And so I suggest that we should be doing this because not only will it be fun for the kids and fun for the parents, but then we'll be able to meet new people from other cultures and we'll be able to learn and to grow from those other cultures and environments. And we have good dessert. Who doesn't like good dessert from the White House?
Very well spoken, Sumner. Take it away.
Well, all I have to say is if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's a duck. All right, let's be real. She's obviously promoting this progressive idea. It's not progressive enough. Let me tell you something right there. It's not progressive enough having this dessert flow all over our great city of Washington. No. No. I think the whole world needs to experience this. But on a larger scale. You see, we're being selfish if we're letting this just happen once. A year. In one place. You kidding me? Come on. Be real. That's selfish. What you're saying is selfish, okay?
So Sumner, if I'm getting this correct, you agree that we should do this, but just do it more.
I'm saying
on a larger scale.
You want it to happen in this exact place, at this exact time,
well, because, listen,
with this exact dessert.
Listen, Sumner, here's how it works when you want to start something. You have to have baby steps. You can't just start running. You have to start with crawling, then walking and running. So we're thinking start small now and then let it grow into a bigger thing. Because we agree with you that this should be worldwide, and it should be. And we should do it more often. But because this is such a big endeavor, we have to start small in order to grow that solid community.
If I were any dumber, I would think you're a radical centrist, but no. Progressivism is a disease.
Sumner, I want to challenge you. What do you see as the problem in us doing this?
I see.
Why do you disagree?
The world
because
is gonna.
You agree.
The world is gonna look at this and they're gonna think, "Where's my dessert? You know, where's my European delectable dessert?
We'll be giving them away.
We'll be giving them away.
Everyone
to just Americans.
Samples. No, I just said it's for different cultures.
Call it globalism. I don't care. Call it whatever you want. I want the whole world to experience this. I think
Sumner,
you're narrow-minded.
We want the whole world. That's why we're bringing in desserts
from
other countries.
So let's bring up, there's another issue that's been posed to the table many times that I'm curious to see your reactions on. Many people have brought up flan as a hoax, as a dessert that does not exist, as a dessert that exists only in our minds because of the Nelson Mandela effect. Does flan exist, and how does that affect the debate?
Absolutely not. And here's why. You can't just create a dessert out of nothing. That's what you're proposing here. If you would have looked at my bill, let's say, you would have read my bill, okay? Just for a second, maybe you can read.
What does your bill say?
My bill says vanilla ice cream. It never said flan. Never. Not once. Not in a million years. Flan? I read your bill. Flan? Are you kidding me? What is this? Vanilla ice cream. Come on. Oh, you have to. Have you ever been to Walmart?
Okay,
you ever been
but
to
listen,
Walmart?
Sumner, here's your problem. You say vanilla ice cream, and then you say I'm too narrow-minded. But vanilla ice cream is the classic American dream of ice cream. Go to McDonald's. The dream cone is the ice cream vanilla cone. So we are trying to do exactly what you said and get other
cultures.
Now
let's hear each other now. Let's hear each other.
And we are trying to get other cultures and other desserts out there for everyone to try. So that's why we're incorporating something as unique and different as flan and not just vanilla ice cream.
What do you want? Black ice cream?
No, we want flan.
Flan isn't real. It was
it
never
is.
Real, Congressman
Sumner,
Berkeley.
I brought you a plate of flan right here.
This isn't flan. This is whipped cream, and you know it. The flan isn't real. You ever heard of the Mandela effect? Come on.
Mrs. Johnson.
Hi,
Mrs. Johnson.
It's Miss Johnson.
Mrs. Oh. You don't have a husband at home?
No, he died.
Wait. Mrs. Johnson, I have enjoyed our after-hours tutoring sessions very much.
I know you have.
And I was under the impression that if you were a widow, you would still remain Mrs. Johnson.
No, that's... Times are changing now, my young son. Oh.
Hello.
Would you
Hey, I just thought I'd come in. My name is Nelson Mandela, and what you're experiencing right now is the Mandela effect. You see, you thought she had a husband.
Hang on.
But she doesn't. This is just a subconscious lie that we tell ourselves. You know, I'm gonna head out to McDonald's if anyone wants anything.
Yeah, I'll actually have some flan, actually.
What? See, oh, I love doing this. All right, wait, hold on. What you're experiencing is the Nelson Mandela effect.
Wait, hang on. Okay, hang on. Whoa. I really normalized Nelson Mandela being in this room. Whoa, it's crazy that you're here.
Yep, it's me, Chris Pine.
Hang on, I thought you were Nelson Mandela.
Classic Nelson Mandela effect.
I'm just as confused because my dead husband was Chris Pine.
Honey?
You're alive?
Hang on, no, hang on. This is one of his tricks, Miss Johnson.
I warp back into
I'm not
Nelson
gonna
Mandela.
Believe it. Wait, where'd he go? I'm back to, oh.
Hello, it's me, African Liberator, Nelson Mandela, here to tell you about the Nelson Mandela effect. Flan isn't real.
Miss Johnson, what were in those cupcakes you brought to this tutoring session?
They were, I followed the secret recipe of my husband.
Hang on, let me see that recipe. He snatches a sheet away from her. This is just LSD.
Oh my.
Miss Johnson! How did you make the LSD look like a cupcake?
I turn into a zebra.
Miss Johnson, that's a zebra!
I fly away.
Miss Johnson, do you have a husband, or were you just trying to convince me to take LSD?
Miss Johnson disappears.
Oh my gosh. He looks down at the recipe. It's his handwriting.
The recipe turns into a mirror, and all he can see is himself.
He looks around the room, and he sees it's just smoke and mist and blackness.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
It's me, Nelson Mandela.
Nelson! Can you hear me?
I can, child. I can hear your thoughts. Thoughts.
Why are you doing that echo thing?
Because your brain is empty. You need to get rid of the pollution. You need to stop polluting your mind with lies. Lies. Berenstain Bears.
Nelson Mandela wakes up. Nelson, sweetheart. Sweetheart, you were having another episode.
I had a terrible dream.
Honey, what happened?
I was educating people on the Mandela effect. The effect that is named after me.
What are you talking about?
Sir, your special cupcake you ordered.
This is just LSD. Womp womp.
Next up is our classic segment called Read Your Spam Mail.
Read your spam mail.
This is when we do a deep dive into our spam emails to find a stranger that we want to talk about. Then we will jump into a scene. So I have an email that I got offline. It is not something that I received, but something I found on like a webpage for weird spam emails and such. It says, "How are you? Am from Kampala, Uganda, from a small village called Kawanga, in parentheses, Skull.
Uganda from Uwanga, Skull.
Skull. The place where they killed yeah. many people in the war during President Idi Amini's regime and today. The place nicknamed, two different words, nicknamed Kawanga Skull." That makes me think that Nick named it Kawanga. Like there was a guy named Nick. The place nicknamed Kawanga Skull.
One guy
again.
With the white guy name. The whole village.
Hi, I'm Kampala, Uganda, from Uganda. What's your name? Hi, I'm also from Uganda. My name's Nick. That's silly. And then the rest of the email is, "I need your help. Am reaching the gospel through people in my village. I want you to send me a TV and DVD player to show young children and adults about God. I was also born with power that I tell present, past, and future through dreams."
Wait, can I tell a short story real quick?
Should have led with that part.
So it's, all right, I think it's funny that, like, he's asking for a TV, because when I went on a mission, when I've been on mission trips to other countries, they will automatically think that Americans are super rich, and then when I come back home, so many of the kids from the other countries will be texting me, and they'll be like, "Hey, how are you?" And I'm like, "I'm good," and they'll say, "Great, can you send me an iPhone?" And I'm
like, I want an iPhone.
I cannot, and it's really awkward. Can you repeat that last line of the email?
She's like, stop looking at me.
I forgot.
That was the rest of it. I was also, so the whole email is just Kampala. Oh, no, it's him. He doesn't even identify himself. He says, "How are you? I'm from Kampala, Uganda." So it wasn't his name. I made a mistake. He goes through this whole thing saying, "Hey, I'm from Uganda. It's the place where a bunch of people died. Nicknamed it this place, Skull. And I need your help trying to reach the gospel of these kids. Need a DVD player and a TV. Also, I was born with the power to tell past, present, and future with through dreams." Hang on. He said he was born with the power to tell the past? Through dreams?
Hey, I just found out this great power that I have. Wait, sit down for this.
All right, what is it, Cody?
Okay, hold on. I need to put my hands
in
my head.
Can I try eating my PB&J first? Recess is almost over.
Nick, please, just listen.
All right, Cody. All right.
The sandwich can wait. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'll put my hands to my forehead. Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. Ah!
What? What the heck? What was that? What the frick was that?
Wait, hold on. I feel another one coming.
Cody, what the...
George Washington, first president.
What are you doing?
I'm showing you my power. I can read the past.
We can all read the past. I have my textbook in my backpack. We just got out of third period.
Nick, I can read the past.
Shh, the hottest girl in school is walking by. Shh.
Boys, hello. Anything to say to me?
You're an accident.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
What?
Dude, you're blowing our chance.
Oh, sorry. What do you mean? Wait.
I can't help but read the past sometimes.
Wait a second. Read the past? Do you know my parents? What do you mean? Are you you're joking, aren't you?
Becky never got a degree. Your mother. Oh.
How did you know her nickname was Becky?
What the heck? Cody.
Did you just...
I told you I can read the past.
I thought you were just like reading from your textbook. No, you're like freaking me out, dude. Well, tell me something about me.
You're a boy.
Okay, well, I mean,
okay, I can't control what happens. Okay, sometimes I read something really cool.
That's
sometimes
a little
I
less
don't.
Cool.
Okay, let me try again.
Say something really cool about me so I can get with Brianna. Brianna, I promise he's normal. Okay, he's just it's a bit he does. It's a joke.
A genie pops out of his ears.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
That wasn't a cool fact.
I am genie from the land of Shaka Waka Waka Waka. Also,
the legendary land of Shaka Waka Waka Waka. Wow.
Also known as Nose.
What? Hang on, you came out of his ear. And you come from a place called Nose? That's kind of silly. Do you live in his nose?
No, it's spelled KNOE-S.
Oh.
My son.
Parenthesis.
You have finally unleashed your power of the mind. Now you must move on and take over.
He didn't.
All minds.
He didn't put deodorant on today. Uh-oh.
How?
I think that Brianna is not going to go out with me. And that makes me sad. Genie, do you grant wishes? Or are you just a weird, powerful being that was hiding in my friend Cody? Were you there at that sleepover when I told him about my crush?
You could say I do a little bit of both. Depending on my mood.
Well, is there any way you could have a wish from me and answer it and give me the gift of a wish?
Cody, you've unleashed the power of the past. Now tell your friend here what the future holds for him in regard to a wish and a woman.
You're gonna go out with her, but she's gonna start dating me because I have past powers.
How?
No! You didn't move. Why are you still doing that?
No!
Yeah, guys, listen.
Brianna!
She's standing here the whole time.
I think I'm just gonna go ahead and head to class.
You're so
now.
Hot, Brianna!
I know, but I'm just kind of confused because I've been told that was a mistake, and this guy knows my mom, and
a genie flies out of her ear.
Hi, it's me, Cruella.
That's an awfully white name for a genie.
Hey,
hang on. What's your name?
I'm come from the land of Shadawadawadawadawadawa, also known as the Nose.
I've heard that's a great vacation spot. Would you like to take me sometime?
Sure. We have to go back into this kid's ears, though.
Which one? How about we both go into Cody's head?
Cody goes, no! All right, well, it was an awfully fun time to hang out with you guys. Thank you so much.
What a horrible time to hang out with y'all.
What a horribly great time to hang out with you guys. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end, if you did. And if you just skipped to the end to hear our awesome outro, we still love you. Yeah. Kind of, just not as much. My name is Alex.
Mediocre Berkeley.
And this has been Bits and Pieces. Thanks for hanging out.